Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hey, welcome to the Blonde Files podcast. I'm your host, Arielle Lori, and I'm here to talk all things wellness. From how to achieve optimal health and well-being to the best beauty tips and everything in between, no topic is off limits, and I'm bringing it to you real and unfiltered. I know there is so much information out there, so I'm here to help you navigate it all. Thanks for listening. Let's get into it. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the show. I have a really fun episode for you today, a juicy episode, in my opinion. I am talking to Lauren and Chandler Bledsoe. They are the hosts of Pop Apologists podcast. So people ask me a lot what podcasts I listen to, and I have three, and Pop Apologists is one of them. It's so fun. It's so interesting. They're so smart, and I love their takes on pop culture. They also do really incredible deep dives. So I'm just going to read you a little bit about their podcast. So does the phrase boss babe building her empire make you want to throw up? Is your preferred state actually vegetative in front of reality TV? Do celebrities mean more to you than your family? If so, you've found your gals. Every Wednesday, join sister duo Lauren and Chandler as they issue the hottest takes they can give without getting canceled, like the oppressive societal expectation that in addition to paying our bills, we also have to have impressive hobbies, or that the fastest way to get to know a man is to look at his IG Explore page. Tune in every Wednesday to Pop Apologists, critically acclaimed as absolutely so embarrassing for our family by their mom. So that's the blurb that's on Apple Podcasts, but definitely go check it out for yourselves. I think you guys will absolutely love it. And today we are talking about weird, wacky Hollywood wellness trends. So we explore the strangest and most questionable Hollywood wellness trends from a completely unprofessional point of view. We are not experts in any of this, so please take all of this with a grain of salt, obviously. But we talk about clay eating, vagina steaming, vagina eggs, drinking urine. We also talk about celebrity diet fads like juice cleansing, the raw food diet, the master cleanse. And then at the end, we talk about some unheard exclusive celebrity tea. Actually, I know that my producer is going to have to cut some of it because some of it I really can't say, and I'm not sure what's going to make it in this episode, but it should still be juicy. So make sure you listen all the way to the end and go check out Pop Apologists as well. And I hope you guys enjoy the episode. Welcome, Pop Apologists.
Hello.
Thank you so much for having us.
Of course. I'm excited to have you guys. You guys know that I am a big fan. I have been for a while. I absolutely love your podcast. I love your takes on everything pop culture. And I'm excited today to dive into weird Hollywood wellness trends, wellness diets. There's so much out there. So we're going to try to kind of like narrow it down. But I'm curious what you guys learned in your research for this episode.
I mean, the main takeaway I have is that people are doing a lot of weird shit to get as hot as possible. And yeah, I'll be interested to hear from you what you think actually works and like what you think is just kind of a quack.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was kind of funny because when I was researching, I use that term lightly for this episode, I was just Googling like weird Hollywood wellness trends. And I was like, I pretty much like do all of these.
Or I have really? Done.
Yeah. And they and they weren't that weird. I mean, a lot of the ones that came up were like acupuncture, facial acupuncture, yeah. cryotherapy, ice baths,
yeah.
infrared sauna, like things that are not like that right. crazy. But then I kind of honed in on like the more strange ones, which we'll talk about today. And I know that you guys also came up with some weird diets and things that celebrities do. But, you know, I think that I would definitely kind of go to any lengths to stay hot.
And that's why we love you, Ariel, because you are honest about that. And thank God, because wouldn't we all? Let's be real.
So like, you know, we're going into this from a non-judgmental place, right? And if anybody listens to this or anybody listening, sorry, guys, it's Saturday morning, does any of these things, no judgment. You do you.
Right.
Absolutely.
But we're also like, disclaimer, we don't recommend any of this stuff. I feel like I have to put that out there.
I feel like there's like the saunas, there's the ice baths, there's things that there's like medical literature on like proven efficacy. I feel like it's the things big pharma is not investing in. That's actually like very interesting to chat about, like the ones you brought up before we started recording. So anyway, yeah, I'm excited to discuss what is still unproven in the world of wellness.
Who do you think is kind of the like craziest wellness person in Hollywood? I feel like a lot of people would think Gwyneth.
Yeah.
She definitely peddles a lot of this stuff.
I feel like Gwyneth, yes, but also Kourtney Kardashian. Like she to me like now represents like, and Poosh, like even weirder trends than Goop.
Like what?
I don't know. I feel like Kourtney is always doing like the vagina steaming or like, you know, more intense restrictive diets that are just using more like obscure ingredients. So I guess that kind of thing.
Well, yeah. And I think the Kardashians in general, like they've always been quick to promote things like flat tummy tees and waist trainers and things that like, again, like really have no scientific literature.
Right.
Like the efficacy is definitely debatable. But yeah, Poosh, I feel like is definitely in like Goop territory.
Right.
And then I was telling you guys, Shailene Woodley, like who knew? She is like a wellness weirdo. No offense, Shailene.
Wait, so what are some of the things you said again that she does?
Okay. So let me pull up my notes here. The first one is she eats clay.
Wow. And what's the benefit?
How does one eat clay?
Okay. So I have a quote. So she says, so I've discovered that clay is great for you because your body doesn't absorb it. So it's like, well, then why are you eating it? And it apparently provides a negative charge. So it bonds to negative isotopes.
What?
Yeah.
I'm not.
So then.
I don't have a physics degree to understand this.
I feel like she just threw some like science-y words in there just so that it would like sound legit. And then she said, and this is crazy, it also helps clean heavy metals out of your body. My friend started eating it. And the next day she called me and said, dude, my shit smells like metal. She was really worried, but we did some research together and everything said that when you first start eating clay, your bowel movements, pee, and even you yourself will smell like metal. And I think it's worth adding that the person who told her to eat clay was a taxi driver.
Okay. Well, there you have it. Consider the source.
Who hasn't taken their taxi driver's wellness advice?
Yeah. Well, and she went a little further and said, like, you should really talk to your taxi drivers and learn about like what they and their cultures do. And it's like, okay, yeah, like you can learn about different cultures, but
right,
maybe that's not like necessarily where you would go for your wellness.
Sure. Maybe like a trusted medical or wellness professional, you know, someone with a degree. I'm not sure. I mean, the thing that I'm learning is I knew that heavy metals were something to be a little aware of. You know, don't eat too much canned tuna day after day. But what I wasn't aware of that we all need to fear is negative isotopes. Like that for me. What are we going to do about the negative isotopes we are not getting rid of?
I actually had no idea like I contained negative isotopes. I thought those yeah. were like outside of my body. But, you know, I must have slept through that lesson in biology or physics.
I feel like when I do the intro for this episode, I'm going to have to like do a little fact check on negative isotopes and find out like exactly what they are and how they affect us. Because I also didn't know that negative isotopes were something that I needed to be aware of.
I need to like use that as an excuse at work. Like, sorry, my like negative isotopes are acting up today. Like, I just like, I really can't join this meeting. Sorry.
I didn't eat my morning clay.
That's the 2023 excuse for getting out of anything. My yeah, negative exactly. isotopes. She also, in that interview, was saying that she buys her clay from Mountain Rose Herbs. And I was like, oh, wait, I actually do buy a lot of my herbs from them. So maybe like this is something that people do. But then on the Mountain Rose Herbs website, they say that it's not for internal use. Like the clay is for like clay mask, like, you know, right. detoxifying like your skin or something like that, but not your body.
I mean, yeah, I don't want to belabor this, but like also, okay, so you get the clay. I'm assuming it's in a clay puddingy form.
Powder?
Like, how does she actually eat it? Does she put it in capsules? Yeah.
I don't know.
Are we taking like bites of like a clay cookie of some sort? I kind of nibbling pictured, on it throughout the day.
I kind of pictured like mixing it with water and making like a sludge and then drinking the sludge. But maybe capsules would be better, like an activated charcoal kind of thing.
Yes.
Which is another thing.
I just
thing
can't that, imagine like, eating sludge is worth getting rid of your negative isotopes. Just keep them.
No,
in.
No. With the holidays coming up, I'm sure a lot of you have some upcoming travel. I know I do. And one thing that makes travel a lot more enjoyable and easy is good luggage. And this is where Away comes in. So this holiday season, Away offers a range of suitcases, bags, and other travel essentials made for different types of travelers, from the overpackers, that's me, to the minimalists, to the travel expert, to everyone in between. With its versatile collection of suitcases, bags, and travel accessories, Away offers perfect holiday gifts for every traveler. So get some luggage for yourself and then get some for your friend who travels a lot. So like I said, I am definitely an overpacker, and Away changed the game for me because every suitcase comes with an interior organization system that includes a built-in compression pad to help you pack more in. This is huge. And a hidden and removable laundry bag that separates your dirty clothes. All of Away's suitcases are built to last with durable, lightweight exteriors that can withstand even the roughest of baggage handlers. They have four 360-degree spinner wheels that guarantee the smoothest roll even through the most hectic of airports and stations, which you guys know during the holiday season, airports get crazy. It also has a TSA-approved combination lock that keeps all your belongings safe and a sleeve that slides over your suitcase so Away suitcases and bags work seamlessly together and move as one. So I have the large Flex. I love the aluminum. I also love the new 90s pearlized collection. Definitely go check it out. I got a carry-on Flex for my friend who does a lot of quick overnight trips for work. They also have great accessories and they have an amazing gift guide right now on their website. So if you're thinking about buying luggage or accessories for a friend, you can go and you can find exactly what would be perfect for that person. There's also a 100-day trial on everything Away makes. This is amazing. So take the product out on the road, live with it, travel with it, even get lost with it for 100 days. If you decide it's not for you, you can return any non-personalized item for a full refund during that period. No ifs, ands, or asterisks. Away offers free shipping and returns on any order within the contiguous US, Europe, Canada, and Australia, except for personalized products. So this holiday season, gift Away at awaytravel.com/blonde. Again, that's awaytravel.com/blonde. Do people see your kitchen and say, wow? If not, then you need to visit cabinetstogo.com to request their free custom 3D design and quote for a kitchen makeover that wows for a whole lot less than you would think. The kitchen is the heart of the home, and according to real estate experts, upgrades to the kitchen is one of the best ways to add the most value and joy to your home. As seen on HGTV's Dream Home, CabinetsToGo.com is your one-stop renovation destination. They have everything you need from design to installation, and with 200,000 cabinets available and ready to ship, your wow kitchen can be complete in weeks, not months. This is amazing. As you guys know, lead times on everything have been so crazy, so long, and it can be really daunting to take on a task like this, but Cabinets to Go makes it so easy. Definitely go check out the before and after photos of how Cabinets to Go transforms kitchens. I am definitely inspired to change a few things in mine, and they make it super easy. So visit CabinetsToGo.com today and see why no one beats their prices or their transferable limited lifetime warranty. Right now, get a full custom 3D design of your new kitchen at cabinetstogo.com/blonde. That's a free custom 3D design of your new wow kitchen at cabinetstogo.com/blonde. cabinetstogo.com/blonde.
I'm Kat Sadler, and it sure is a beautiful day. After such a bleak year, it's time for some joy, and I cannot wait for you to hear my fresh and fun new show. I crack open about mom life, relationships, wellness, and beauty, all the things. Plus, I have provocative conversations with some of the most fascinating and famous faces in pop culture. I'm here to lift you up and make you think. Check out It Sure Is a Beautiful Day with me and you every Tuesday.
This is kind of a tangent, but remember that article with Kim Kardashian when she was talking about like her beauty stuff, and she was like, I would eat shit if it would keep me young.
Oh, yes. I remember that article like it was written this morning.
Yeah. Big moment.
Well, and I felt like it was just, to be honest, when I read that article, it was so sad because I was like, wow, I didn't know. Like, I felt like she was saying that she really wanted to feel like what it felt like to be 20 again. I felt like that was the takeaway. Maybe she was saying just to stay feeling young. I don't know. But I felt like she was saying like she really wanted to feel like what it was to be super young again. And it was just like kind of depressing to me. I was like, oh no, is 40 going to feel that terrible? Like,
see, I read it as she would do it to look young.
To look young.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like Kim is for sure down to try anything. I mean, isn't the rumor right now that she's on big time Ozempic?
Yes. Yes. I can kind of confirm. I mean, it's like not even a secret.
Yeah. It's like everyone knows.
But when it was new, when people were starting to suspect that like Chloe had like a gastric sleeve or she was doing it, it turned out that my old OBGYN was the one who was giving everybody Ozempic. And she's the Kardashians OBGYN. And then I don't even know if I should be sharing this, but I guess why not? I got an email a couple of days ago from her publicist because she's like a celebrity OBGYN.
Okay.
And she has a new weight loss program. I was like, that tracks. That makes sense. Because she was the one who I heard was like the one who kind of started it and was giving like all of her clients Ozempic.
I just have to know what happens when people stop getting these monthly shots. Like, what happens?
I think when you stop getting them, like, you gain the weight back.
Yeah, right. That's what I think, too. I mean, right? Do you guys remember when they had those, like, cow pee drops? Do you remember those? Like,
Yes. Do you remember that?
Like, no. Maybe it was just only in Orange County, but, like, there was a craze when we were in high school, maybe, where people were getting, was it cow pee? It was, like,
it was some sort of, like, hormone or something. It was a drop under your tongue.
Yes.
And it wildly diminished your appetite. Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it actually worked?
Yeah. I mean, we knew people who did it, but like every single person who did it, I mean, I'm sure there were terrible side effects, but they all like gained the weight back. Like the minute that the craze was over and like, you know, I'm sure the FDA like got on it and was like, you know, you can't distribute this.
That's crazy. I never heard that one. I feel like with the Ozempic, I think that like, I know people who are on it who were like mildly overweight. I think that you have to have like a certain BMI in order to get it. Although now like that's not the case. And actually I was at CVS in the Pacific Palisades the other day at the pharmacy in line. And the woman in front of me was like my size and was like, I'm here for my Ozempic.
Stop.
Yeah. Somebody asked me the other day, I don't know if you saw on my Instagram. She was like, are you taking Ozempic? And I was like,
I did see that.
Like, you know what? I went through too much to get my face fat to then like lose a bunch of weight. Like I'm at the point where I would rather be like the weight that I am. And I've always been like small anyway. So,
I mean, sorry, this is so creepy, but I know exactly what post you're talking about. Like you've had nice chiseled abs since like for years. Like this was, you did not look like, you've always looked impeccable. So it was just such a funny comment.
Thank you. But yeah, I was like, no, I would never compromise. Like, that's my why. Like, I wouldn't compromise my facial fat that I had taken from my stomach and injected.
I thought you were going to say I wouldn't compromise like my overall health.
No, no.
Like, who knows what the side effects are?
No, like I said, down to try anything. But yeah, with that Kim Kardashian article, though, like, I just remember she was saying like, oh, I've never done like anything. Like I've done some lasers, but I would never do like X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, but you're saying that you would eat shit, but you wouldn't like get surgical procedures. Like that doesn't, it just doesn't make sense.
Right. She would do it. She just wouldn't tell us about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it was like that post that you guys posted the other day with like all the before and afters. And it was all, everyone saying that like, I think it was Hailey Bieber and Bella and everything that they've said about like, I would never do surgery. And it's like, we have eyes. I think that's what I said to you guys.
Yes. Right.
Yeah. Very gaslighting.
And I feel like the annoying tone of a lot of their comments were like, I'm a model. Like that's almost insulting that you would think that I've had work done. And it's just like, we're not like Neanderthals. Like we can see and understand what's happening.
But there are so many people who are like, no, it's just puberty. And it's
like, I know. I'm like, puberty made things worse. I don't know about you. Who got a glow up during puberty? Not me.
No. And when you age, like things don't start lifting as you get older.
When you're a model, they do.
Yeah,
exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Back to the thing that you were saying about the cow urine. This was another wellness trend that came up for me. And it seems like Madonna is a proponent of this. And that's drinking urine. Because I think the idea behind it was that it's like super pure and that like everything is filtered so that when it comes out of your body, it's just like pure vitamins and nutrients.
I thought urine was like what the liquid your body releases after it's absorbed all the vitamins.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I also thought. And I did pull something up from PubMed because, you know, we're very sciencey over here.
Yes.
And it said urine is mostly water, lots of urea, something I can't pronounce, various electrolytes, phosphate and organic acids, only trace amounts of proteins, most of which are albumin, and only insignificant amounts of antibodies or enzymes, various traces of not active hormones, glucose, and water-soluble vitamins. Urea has a known potent diuretic effect, which is at the base of the 19th century application of cow's urine. Urine is sterile where it is produced in the kidney, but once it has left the body, it's usually contaminated. It's not toxic per se. There may be rare situations where urine is the cleanest liquid at hand to pour over a dirty wound or the only liquid to drink when buried under a collapsed building or lost at sea for days. But most of the time, there are better or tastier ways to improve one's health.
Okay, here's what I'm going to say, though. I would not like mind like drinking urine. I don't think it's the worst thing.
What?
I would almost drink urine. I'm not into the idea of the taste of it. Hear me out. I just, when, as you're reading off those ingredients per se, I'm like, those are all things that I seek out, you know, with other drinks and beverages and, you know, health things.
Uric acid.
Yeah. And urea. I don't know what that is, but it sounds delicious. She's always seeking it out. But, you know, what's funny is that this has actually kind of sold me a little bit more on drinking urine. Like, you know, the only downside is really taste.
Interesting.
Chandler, you do know that people listen to Ariel's podcast, right? Like a lot of people already hear what you just said. Here's what I'm going to say, you guys. I actually know a person, like a friend of a friend who drinks their own urine. I'm not kidding.
Seriously?
I wish I was. Yeah, seriously.
What is their reason? Yeah.
For like wellness. Apparently they've like the same type of like argument that you were saying earlier, like it contains everything you need. So why would you not?
Literally contains everything your body didn't need.
Yeah, like, I was going to say, I'm with Lauren on this one. I feel like what I just got from that blurb that I read was that it's like your body excreting like whatever is left over that you don't need and like some electrolytes, but I would rather drink right. Element.
I mean,
sponsor, you could, shout out.
You could pay for liquid IV or Element, or you could just, you know, drink your own urine, whatever it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, it's true. We are heading toward a recession. So these are good tips.
Okay. We had vagina jade eggs. This is something that obviously Gwyneth was a proponent of. Lena Dunham also. It's supposed to enhance sexual and feminine energy. Basically, this is like...
Have you guys ever done this? It's kind of personal, but...
I was looking at it and I was like, how do you... Like, you put the egg in.
Yeah.
How do you get it out? Like, that's what concerns me.
I feel like I don't think it could be like absorbed,
could it?
Oh, this shows my lack of anatomy knowledge, but like, it wouldn't just like fall in.
Disappear.
It wouldn't disappear inside you. Like, there's an end to your uterus.
Yeah. I think
you might have to do some like fishing. I don't know.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. To me, it just sounds really boring, to be honest. Yeah. Like, you just put a rock inside you and then you just wait. Like, how long am I have to wait while this thing's inside me?
Right.
I don't know. I've never thought of that. That's the first time I've ever thought that sentence. I promise.
I honestly tap into a lot more feminine energy by just like ignoring my boyfriend's text for an hour than, you know, through like these vagina eggs. So.
Yes. I read that it was a $66 placebo effect where it just makes you aware of your vagina.
Okay. All right. Well,
I mean, I tend to lean more towards like, I'll do anything for like an external result. I don't really care.
For sure. Exactly.
Like I'm with you, Chandler, too. Like I'll do other things for feminine energy, but I'm sure there are people listening to this who have done it and probably swear by it.
Well, vaginal egg enthusiasts, send in your emails. We'll reply.
And I also want to hear from urine drinking enthusiasts while we're at it. I want to see if this is something that has
Let's see.
Any...
Oh, gosh. We're going to get
the community
a lot of
is strong.
Yeah. Community is strong. Okay. I also had vaginal steaming, which again, I feel like people probably do that who are listening to this podcast, and vaginal sunbathing.
Okay.
Lots of vagina action.
Yeah.
I have considered vaginal steaming with like an at-home steamer. You know, it's like
how, a clothing steamer.
Yeah. Like from a clothing steamer, like, you know, what's the harm? Could, you know, you know, as long as it's not too close, like maybe I won't give myself a third degree burn. But that is attractive to me. I'm like, oh, that maybe would feel nice. So I'm pro that. I'll just say it.
Okay.
Is this to solve like vaginal dryness? Or is it just like overall rejuvenation?
It's rejuvenation, which I feel like is a throwaway word.
Yeah,
yeah, I agree.
It can mean so many different things. Well, what I read is that the steam doesn't actually like get in the vagina, it's just the vulva. And they were like, a lot of people confuse the vulva with the vagina.
Yeah.
So you're just steaming your vulva. And if you think about it, that can be like a breeding ground for bacteria. Like when things get hot and damp in the vulva, like, I mean, I'm sure that you would shower after steaming. But I didn't really see like why people, oh wait, Chrissy Teigen, Gwyneth Paltrow, they're into steaming. Steaming entails sitting sans underwear on a chair with a hole in the middle over a bowl containing steaming hot water infused with a blend of herbs, which are often mugwort, chamomile, basil, oregano, and wormwood.
You could totally do that at home, for the record. There's a cheap DIY version. I can see the Pinterest post.
I feel like it would be kind of precarious, though. Like, you don't want to burn yourself.
Right.
Yeah.
It says it can ease menstrual symptoms, stress, digestive issues, depression, hemorrhoids, headaches, fatigue, and pain, to boosting fertility and healing post childbirth. So sounds like it's a panacea.
So it does nothing, basically.
Kourtney Kardashian did this on an episode of The Kardashians when she was going through all of her fertility stuff with Travis. But yeah, it just looked like another like expensive, pointless thing that celebrities do to like fill their day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like the purpose of vaginal steaming is to provide like some sort of scene for a reality television show where there's not much happening. We're like, oh, the ladies stare vaginal steaming. How wacky. Like,
I feel like I've seen like vagina facial places popping up. Have you heard of that?
Interesting.
Like what? That I feel like I could get behind.
So what does it entail?
I think it's like steaming, but more for like the, like how you steam for a facial.
Yeah.
And then it just like vagina skincare.
I mean, yeah. It's certainly less offensive than drinking urine. So
yeah,
if I'm going to try any of these trends, it's going to be this one.
I'm going to have to get a whole lot richer before I can get a vagina facial from Heyday.
Yeah. Ariel, yeah, you might have to just tell us about this one.
Hey, why do you guys think that I would try this? I definitely would. Which of these, Lauren, which of these trends would you try if you had to pick one?
Okay. Of the ones you just said?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely vaginal steaming because it's just the least offensive. I mean, the egg thing sounds super uncomfortable. The urine sounds disgusting. Chandler, you're actually like atrocious. And then, yeah, the vaginal steaming, it just sounds like, okay, some subtle warmth. As long as I could be on my phone, mm-hmm. It's a neutral activity to me.
Sure. Great point.
Mm-hmm. What about you, Chandler? Urine?
I guess, yeah. I guess I've already said that the urine's not, you know, that far off for me. I could save some money on liquid IV. And yeah, you know, maybe some vaginal steaming if I could get my DIY situation going at home.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Like, are you thinking a handheld steamer?
Who knows? Yeah, I need to definitely work on the mechanics of it. But, okay. You know, I could rig it up with, what are those herbs? Like, there was one, I don't
oregano?
Know.
Like,
oregano? Oregano, chamomile. Steamer. I think I got that in my cupboard.
Mountain Rose herbs. Yes. You guys can go where Shailene goes. Oh, okay. Gosh. So I want to hear about the wellness trends that you guys came up with in your research.
Okay.
Okay. Well, so when I was looking these up, I tended to stray more towards wellness like diets. The first is juice cleansing. So mm-hmm. I feel like this is a good opportunity for us to share with you a trend. And then you obviously have hundreds of hours of expertise on all things wellness. So you can tell us, you know, if there's any substance behind these trends.
Okay.
But the first is juice cleansing. So Salma Hayek says that when she's in need of rejuvenation, she does a 3 to 5 day detox of fresh raw juices. Anne Hathaway is a huge fan. And I will say Anne Hathaway seems to only get more attractive. So there might be something to this.
I'm trying to figure out what she's done because she looks a little facelifty to me in a good way.
Oh, really?
Mm. Yes. But also like
she looks so good.
She looks so good. And I think honestly, a lot of it is sun protection. Like she has that fair skin and you just can tell that she like has never been tan in her life. And I feel like that when you reach her age, you start to see like who took care of their skin and who didn't. And it like really shows. But yeah, I agree. She looks freaking amazing.
It's crazy. Well, I hope it's celery juice and not sun protection because that's a lot more work. Gwyneth Paltrow, obviously. We're just going to say Gwyneth Paltrow's name after every trend, most likely. It's a big fan. The 7-day goop detox diet is a diet of creating your own juices, essentially. Okay, so the benefits is giving your body a rest from digestion, helping just basically feed yourself pure nutrition when the vegetable nutrients are separated from the water and fiber. It can be absorbed more readily, help your liver and kidneys detoxify, and then give your body what it needs to slim down and have more energy. But this is what the experts say. They say liquid nutrition can be helpful when it comes to supplementing your diet or squeezing in extra vegetables. But going all in on an all liquid diet is unsustainable at best and detrimental at worst. What do you think, Ariel?
I think that it sounds like my actual nightmare. Like I would not even be able to juice cleanse for a day. Like I don't, and I feel like I'm sure a lot of people will come for me for this, but I feel like your body like detoxes itself.
Right.
You know? Exactly. And I also thought that when you separate like the fiber, like when you do juicing, it loses a lot of its nutrients and retains like a lot of the sugar and stuff like that. So
right.
I think as a way to get skinny really quickly, like before an event, I think that's probably why they all do it. And they're just not saying.
Right.
I am recording this on Sunday morning. It's 8:00 and I slept in a little bit and I'm sitting here drinking my Athletic Greens. And I have to say, I am feeling so good. Athletic Greens is something that I truly have come to crave every single morning. If I miss it for whatever reason, I definitely don't feel as good as when I have it first thing, when I wake up before I have my matcha, before I do anything. It really just gives me this like amazing kind of buzz of energy. I feel clear. I feel like I've given my body so much good stuff, so much of what it needs before I've done anything else in my day. I mean, I'm literally sitting here in my robe. So if you're wondering, what is this stuff? Basically, with one scoop of AG1 from Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help you start your day right. This special blend of ingredients supports your gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, your energy, recovery, focus, aging, all of the things. So what I do, like I said, first thing when I wake up is I mix a scoop of AG1 with about 8 ounces of water and I shake it up and I drink it while I do my meditation and I just love it. It tastes kind of like sort of a semi-sweet vanilla pineapple kind of flavor. Another great thing about it is that it contains less than 1 gram of sugar, unlike a lot of just traditional green juices. It has no GMOs, no artificial anything, while still tasting really good. It helps to support better sleep quality and recovery, which I definitely need. I've been back in my workout routine and recovery is so important. It also helps to support mental clarity and alertness. And it's just this one micro habit that can really enhance so many aspects of your life. So right now, to make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/blondefiles. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/blondefiles to take ownership over your health and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. I follow a lot of interior design content, and I am constantly getting inspired to switch up the looks of different rooms in my house. But obviously, it doesn't make sense to always be buying new furniture and decor. It can be really expensive, lead times are crazy, and it's just not realistic. But one really easy way to switch up the look of a room in your house is with paint. And with Claire, they make it super easy. So Claire is a new online paint brand that makes paint shopping really simple. They take the hassle out of paint shopping with a streamlined selection of designer curated colors, mess-free peel and stick paint swatches, and premium paint and supplies delivered straight to your door. So we all want to create a beautiful home that reflects our personal style. And like I said, paint is one of the easiest and least expensive ways to totally transform your home and make it feel more like you. So on Claire's website, they make picking paint colors really easy and fun. They have a Claire Color Genius, which is a fun 2-minute quiz. I'm laughing because you guys know I love quizzes. And it's like having an interior designer help you choose a paint color. And they also have their peel and stick paint swatches. They are an exact match to the paint color and finish, so you can instantly see what colors work best in your space. You can move them around the room and they're non-damaging to your walls. Another amazing thing about Claire that I know you guys will really appreciate is that the brand offers better paint formulations that are zero VOC Green Guard Gold certified for better indoor air quality and meets the most stringent chemical emissions standards. Claire is also formulated without any toxic air contaminants, hazardous air pollutants, EPA chemicals of concern, so it's paint you can feel good about using in your home. They have such amazing content and tips and tutorials on their website, so definitely go check it out. I know that you guys will be inspired. And if you have a paint project coming up, you have to consider Claire. It's such an amazing option. So visit Claire at www.claire.com/blonde to get started, and you will receive 10% off your order. Again, that's Claire.com, Claire.com/blonde for 10% off.
Okay, so this one's a little bit more, this kind of goes hand in hand with juice cleansing, and this is colonics. Mm-hmm. So I'm very curious as to your thoughts on colonics, and I'm curious because I have my own sordid history with colonics, but this is what colonics are for those who don't know. It's when you have a trained professional insert a tube into your rectum, that's your butt, and then flush the area with warm water for about an hour while you expel that water and waste into a bowl. The idea is that colon cleansing loosens any excess waste that's built up in the walls of your intestines, kind of like plaque, and helps your body eliminate it. With those toxins gone and those fresh pathways cleared, you're pressing a restart on your digestive system. Celebrities who partake are Madonna, Beyonce, Gwyneth Paltrow, Ben Affleck, Courtney Love, Janet Jackson, Cindy Crawford, and Liv Tyler. Colonic enthusiasts recommend 3 to 6 colonics a week to start. And then you can go to a maintenance program of 2 a week. So what's going on, Ariel? Have you had your morning colonic? What do you think?
I've had 1 colonic in my life, and I don't think I'll ever do it again. I want to hear your sordid history. But yeah, when I did it, it was like years ago. It was kind of around when I started my account, and I was like having a lot of gut issues. And I just remember it being so uncomfortable, so uncomfortable. And then ever since, it didn't make anything better. And then when I started the podcast and I had like gut health experts and doctors on, they all pretty much said like maybe once in a while, like fine, doesn't hurt if you have it done by a professional, but you also risk like eliminating a lot of like the good bacteria as well as whatever waste you're expelling. So it can actually make things worse.
Yeah. Like I'm sure like colon nerds might come after me, but I think I'm going to hazard a guess that if there was really a bunch of plaque building up in our intestines, like the medical community at large would be aware of this. And they're like, if this was actually useful and, you know, colon plaque was a big thing, that more, you know, this wouldn't just be a fringe wellness trend. This would be an actual treatment like everyone needed. I also don't think like humans could have evolved and survived if colon plaque was such a risk. So anyway, that's my thought. And my sordid history with it is, do you know who Natalia Rose is?
No.
Okay. She's this like celebrity nutritionist. When I was 19, I was very into like raw food, juicing, all that stuff. And I followed like all these like YouTubers, and I read this book by Natalia Rose. And it basically, she said to just drink green juice till like, 5 o'clock. And then at 5 o'clock, have a big salad. Like that was the lifestyle, and then get regular colonics. And this was, trio was supposed to allow you to ascend to new levels of physical well-being, enlightenment. Like the language in those communities is very much like not just it'll make you look good. It's all about like also like raising your energy and your vibration and only having pure life source, yada, yada, yada. So I was pretty into all of this nonsense when I was 19. And I also became a nanny in France at the time. This is kind of a long story or long story short. I also could not afford colonics. So I had the poor man's version, poor girl's version of an enema bag. And when I was 19, I literally brought to France with me an enema bag and my juicer that I packed, because I couldn't afford a new one in France. So I packed my $60 Amazon juicer, my enema bag, and I tried to maintain this like wackadoodle diet while being an au pair. And I just remember like lying on the bathroom floor of this like French apartment I was in with this like enema bag, like running up my rectum and just be like, this is literally... Like all it did was give me the worst stomach pain, and all the vegetables and like detritus I was eating too, to try to maintain like nourishment and like sustenance. It was honestly, I've never felt worse. So that's my sordid history with colonics.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I remember probably around that same time, like there used to be, I'm sure there still are. I don't really go on YouTube that much anymore, but there were a lot of like really popular people that were hawking these crazy diets. Like, do you remember the banana one?
Yes. Like banana. Freely. The banana
yes,
girl.
Freely.
Yes.
Yeah. What did she say? Like how many bananas? Like she just ate bananas. That was it, right?
Like 80 bananas a day.
Yeah.
And just Australian girl. Her and her like boyfriend at the time had ripped bodies and were basically gaslighting everyone on the internet, saying they needed to eat like 80 pounds of fruit a day in order to be fit. And we dummies believed them. That's the worst part, actually.
I know. I remember like I don't think I ever tried it, but I remember just being like, maybe that is what I need to do. Like maybe I need to do yoga and eat only bananas and then I'll look like that.
Right. Like you think like, oh, I'm a human being on this planet. Like maybe I just reach for fruit from the trees. Maybe that's how God and evolution intended it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If anyone's ever tried to do like a raw food diet, it is an absolute nightmare. And you actually realize that we were evolved to eat more than roughage. say the least.
I literally remember you doing a raw food diet at like 17, 18. And I was, you know, 12 at the time. And like, mom wasn't cooking that night. And you're like, well, I'm making these sushi wraps that are raw. And I was like, oh, that sounds kind of good. Like, yeah, make me some. Oh my gosh. When I tell you, Lauren made me just lettuce wraps with bell peppers in them. And then like a strange, like blended cashew. Now that kind of sounds good. Like some ginger dressing on it. And I just remember like eating the meal that you'd set before me and then just being like, feeling like I had not consumed any food. There was just 0% fullness. Just the craziest phase you went through.
Yeah, I was gonna say, how hungry were you? Like that sounds. I am like a live to eat, not eat to live. So that's, I think, primarily why I can't do any. I could never do raw food. I could never do juice cleanse. I did a 3-day. I think it was 3 days. Soup diet, but they were like thicker soups, and you were allowed to put like chicken. And I think there were like some vegetables that you could have. Like, I need to chew something. I need to crunch something. I need to chew something. Like, I am not a good person. I'm not my best version of myself if I'm like remotely hungry. So,
it's brutal. You're not just like, it's also a strange combination of never feeling truly like satisfied, but also being so bloated because you're eating so much fiber and vegetables. Like you feel the opposite of the YouTubers who are like ripped, you know, doing cartwheels, doing all these crazy yoga poses. You just feel like you feel terrible and you're so gassy. Oh my gosh. The gas is like the worst part of it.
I think it also just makes you like not a normal person to be around because you are adhering to these crazy strict rules. And like,
right.
I mean, the other one I want to get to is like the master cleanse, right? Where you like, you only, which I fully did. I think I lasted maybe 18 hours on it, but I was so jazzed. I remember just like, so the master cleanse is, you know, I'll like give you a little bit of background, but it's a liquid diet mainly used to detoxify the body and promote weight loss. A man named Stanley Burroughs created it in 1941. And he thought that, you know, this liquid cleanse was the healthy and natural way to flush the body of deadly toxins, pesticides, and other impurities, which I want to get to toxins because I have a lot of thoughts about the word toxins. Mm-hmm. But the master cleanse is like you alongside like a diuretic tea and water. And I don't know if you can have coffee. I don't think so. But you drink this lemonade that is, so it's like lemon juice and then some maple syrup and then cayenne pepper and water. And you like make this mixture. And I just remember like juicing a shit ton of lemons and then like taking my first sip and being like in my head, I was like, shit, this is so gross. But like, I think all of our family was around us and I was like, it's delicious. It's like so refreshing.
Oh, how long did you do it for?
Oh, I think I lasted for like I said, like 18 hours. It was just like
how cleansed were you after?
I felt amazing. Never felt better. I mean, I felt like Beyonce, which Beyonce was who inspired me to do it because apparently she like, she did it to lose a ton of weight to be in Dreamgirls. And so then it became like this huge fad.
Yeah. I feel like the cayenne pepper is the main, the main ingredient there.
Kicker.
Yeah. That just goes straight through you. That's what I remember from my experiment with the Master Cleanse, which I don't think I like drank one because they sell them here, like at Creation.
They do.
Like smoothie places. Yeah. They make that. They sell them like pre-made still. And so I got one and then I like ate the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And it was not great for the stomach. I'll just say that.
I mean, there's no way that's good for you. Like just like lemon juice and the spices. Not only are you not getting enough nutrients, but I just feel like it would wreck your stomach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let's talk about the toxins because this is a huge thing in the wellness world.
Yes.
And this is where I feel like I might lose people, my audience.
Like, I feel like I've like tapped out a little bit on wellness stuff. Just, I don't know, becoming jaded and just embracing being unwell. But as someone who is really in the wellness world, like, do people still talk about toxins a lot?
Yes. And yeah, I mean, I'm kind of like you, Lauren. I feel like I fully bought into all of that stuff for a few years. And then I started to like question it and became a little bit jaded. But yes, toxins. It's been so like weaponized in the wellness world.
I feel like, yeah, like
obviously there are ingredients that are not great for you, but I think that the word toxins is just used to it's like a throwaway, like the word rejuvenation, where it's just a catch-all for like, it really could mean anything. And I think so many things can promise to cleanse you of toxins when, you know, maybe your body doesn't have, you know, a ton of toxins. And if it did, you would probably have bigger health issues that you would see, or you would like, you know, need to go to the hospital if you were actually like toxic or septic. And like in reading about the Master Cleanse, you know, many experts, it says like many intestinal experts say we don't need an extreme diet to cleanse our insides. Like your insides are probably just right. Fine.
Right.
Yeah. And that's like with all the liver and kidney and whatever detoxes, it's like, I could be wrong. Don't come for me. But I feel like our bodies are designed to eliminate toxins like pretty efficiently.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
right. Exactly.
Yeah, like maybe in rare occasions, like you might be exposed to something where like it can cause some health issues. But I don't know that like drinking lemon juice or eating clay or anything like that is going to make it better. You know what I will say though, when I had food poisoning a couple weeks ago, round two, it was the fucking worst thing like I can remember going through in my adult life. It was so
really
brutal. And everybody was like, you need to take activated charcoal, like, because it absorbs all of, people were like, it absorbs the toxins. And I was like, well, okay, leave the word toxins out. I get that it can, like, you know, if you overdose or something, or like,
yeah,
alcohol,
yeah,
poisoning, they'll give you like a charcoal thing to drink because it absorbs all of that stuff. And then you expel it. So yeah, people were like, you need to take activated charcoal because it will absorb whatever like is in your stomach, like whatever made you sick. And I mean, I don't know if I started getting better just because of time and I got rid of everything, but I did start to feel better when I started taking the charcoal. Mm-hmm. Mm, yeah. Well, when I was a teenager, I can't remember if I like, I think I took a bunch of pills and like drank a lot to go to the hospital.
Oh, wow.
And they gave me charcoal to drink.
So, interesting.
Yeah. So there might be a little bit of validity to that one.
Yeah. So basically maybe there are toxins. maybe we do need to be worried about it.
But that was like alcohol and food poisoning. Like these are, it's not just like, you know, I don't know, like using toxic shampoo or foundation or whatever, like whatever people think that they're getting exposed to.
Well, I feel like there's like the word toxic, which refers to like ingredients could be expelled when something from this could react with your endocrine systems to produce some sort of carcinogenic effect. But that seems, you know, credible to me. What doesn't seem credible is the word toxin, which just sounds like a nothing, like doesn't sound like it act like, what is that? You know, like it just seems like we should be able to actually say what it is. Like,
I don't know.
I'll say like microplastics are a toxin or are toxic, you know, and they just found microplastics in breast milk. And like, that's super scary. And like, that's very real. But I think, yeah, like toxins, we should be able to, like you're saying, Lauren, we should be able to like name what it is versus just using it as a catch-all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It seems like it is kind of a throwaway word, like you said, Chandler, where it's just like an umbrella term for like anything.
Yeah.
That
the day I heard about microplastics was one of the worst days of my life because,
really?
Yeah, it's just like, well, I mean, not really, but it's just like, it's just the idea that we have to all fear like the fact that we all drink plastic water bottles for the longest time. And now we have these like this other boogeyman. Yeah. And we all kind of still do, but it's also this new thing to be afraid of. Like we're all have microplastics running through us. I would just love a day when they're like, study reveals microplastics are very good for the human heart.
Babies love microplastics.
Exactly. No problems. The more plastic you can become, the better. I don't know. It's just like, it's too much to fear these days.
It's scary.
Yes. Everything is scary. I agree. Everything.
Yeah.
We've been told to fear everything. Okay. What else? Do you have one more for us?
I have one more. I can go.
Okay.
If you guys want to talk about that, it is the baby food diet.
Oh yeah.
Do you know about this? Do you remember this?
No.
Oh, you don't remember this, Ariel?
No, I don't know this one.
Lauren, do you remember celebrities doing this?
Yes. Like Mary-Kate Olsen, models would walk around New York and would be snapped with paparazzi photos.
Stop. eating baby food, like having like either with a spoon or just from one of those pouches. Yeah, it was a mega trend. It was definitely like coincided with heroin chic being totally acceptable and cool. So yeah, of course I remember this.
Yeah. Okay. So basically the baby food diet is based on the idea that eating small jars of baby food to restrict calorie intake will lead to quick weight loss. Duh. The original baby food diet, which was never formally published despite anecdotal reports and weight loss claims, called for eating baby food all day, followed by a regular adult meal in the evening. And you can consume up to 14 jars a day.
Wow.
Ooh,
yum.
And I actually like found this hilarious article from someone from Food Network who actually tried the diet, and they were just like raving about how terrible it was to eat, like, you know, sweet potatoes and corn and then green beans and spinach, like just, and then it was also the amount that you have to eat to, like, you know, have some type of energy was just like insane. And what's crazy in this article, she said that Tracy Anderson actually came up with it, or like kind of made it
was
big.
Yeah. That doesn't surprise me.
Right.
What are your, I mean, okay, Ariel, it's a little divergent but topic, but what do you think about Tracy Anderson and her organic plastic surgery, as Gwyneth Paltrow calls it?
Her what?
She calls her workouts like organic plastic surgery. That's the way they like reshape your body.
Oh my God. I don't know enough about her to really like have a strong opinion. I mean, that just sounds silly to me.
Yeah.
Have you seen her workouts?
No, I know people who like it.
Yeah.
But
for me,
it's like dancing, right?
Yeah, it's like a lot of dancing and like a lot of arm circles, like while dancing. But like for me, it's just not an enjoyable workout.
Maybe I need to go try it.
Super inefficient.
Investigative reporting.
Yeah.
She won't let you lift a single weight. And so you just have to contort and flail each limb in a million different directions for like 35 minutes. That's the muscular structure part of the workout, because that, you know, lengthens and leans instead of like bulking. I mean, it is just the biggest load of quackery. Of course, I also was like a devotee in my early 20s, which is why I know all about it.
The Tracy Anderson method or that workout to me is another one where if you are naturally thin, you're going to see results. And if you have, you know, if you have, like you will show your lean muscle when it develops, but I just don't think that it's going to, you know, give someone who's not naturally lean any type of visible results.
Yeah. It's like a lot of the Pilates programs. You guys know my trainer, Harley.
Yes. Love Harley.
I love Harley. I feel like that deserves a whole deep dive episode.
That the conspiracy theory is that Harley Pasternak is like basically conspiring to put Kanye away, and like told Kanye that if he didn't like shape up and have a loving conversation with him, that he would send him away and like have him super medicated, and basically he would be like the next Britney Spears. And so I didn't know that. Does Harley ever threaten you with that? When you
have never been? No, I've never been threatened, and I don't know the whole story, but I know that, you know, Kanye showed like one screenshot completely out of context, and that there's way more to the story. But I've seen people on TikTok saying that some like conspiracy theories, it's crazy. I mean, it's just gotten so out of hand. And I was actually talking to him about it, and I was like, you know, a good person to talk to about this would be Chuck, because he went through something kind of similar with Charlie Sheen when Charlie Sheen was like dragging him back in like 2010, 2011. But the difference between the environment then and the environment now is that, like, I think Twitter was around then, but it wasn't as big. Like, now there's so many like conspiracy theorists, and you can say anything and know it to not be true. But if you're like loud enough, you get enough people to follow it, and it just snowballs into this huge thing.
And there's a lot of Kanye West like stans, which is mind-boggling to me because of all of the terrible things that he's said and continue to do. But yeah, there's a lot of people who are swift to defend him.
So I have a friend who recently worked with Kanye, and he said that Kanye West is the richest man he knows who lives month to month. And I'm pretty sure like all this stuff, like Kanye is like completely screwed. And the crazy thing about the Kanye stans is that they, if you read their comments, they're like, everything he's doing, he wanted to do. He wanted to get out of the Adidas deal. Like, this is, he's playing 5D chess while all of us are playing checkers. Like, you know, wake up. But no, like Kanye is, it is dire. allegedly. And this person also had a falling out with Kanye. And I saw some of the text messages back and forth. I mean, they were like, the things Kanye was saying was egregious. It was so vile, so horrible, so juvenile. So anyway, I'm willing to wager that Harley is probably just a trainer and a friend.
Yeah, I'm like, how is that good for like his end game, his business?
Right. Oh my gosh. Wait, and this is totally off topic, but is Harley ever going to come out with like an app so like the people that that can't go to LA and train with him can, like, is there anything in the works there? Because I would love to do whatever
he obsessed with him.
Puts you and Ashley through the paces with.
I think I asked him a while ago and he said not now because he's like on the Allo app. So yeah. If you get the Allo app, then you can do his workouts. And also he's on Form, I think, that mirror thing. Like,
yeah. Oh, he is.
And stuff. Yeah.
Oh, he's cool. Like, okay. Have you done any of his Allo workouts or his workouts in the other app? You haven't?
No.
I'm curious if they're like his workouts he puts everyone else through. But
probably. Yeah. I mean, the workouts that we do with him, now we're like so off in the weeds. I love it.
Sorry, guys.
No, I love when this happens. We basically will do like, I'm trying to think what I did yesterday. He'll do like two or three circuits where you're doing like two moves for like, I don't know, five sets. And then you do another circuit, two moves for five sets. And then like you finish with abs or something. So you're not
interesting.
Yeah, it's not. And he keeps it like very chill, where you're working out hard, but your heart rate is never getting elevated.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. But he just kind of focuses on like one area.
Yeah. One of the things I liked that he said was he like didn't like a HIIT training, which I know you and I have come to loathe with our Kaylet sinus PTSD, but he said that he doesn't want your heart rate or whatever, your exertion to come from like cardiac or cardio exertion. He wants it to come from like muscular contraction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you compromise like the quality of your lifting and your strength training when you're also like jumping around.
Mm-hmm.
So, whew, thank goodness for that much. No more burpees for me.
Oh my God. That's like a whole other deep dive episode. The PTSD from BBG.
Yeah, it really is. I'm sure there's so many survivors out there.
But, you know, not to keep talking about Harley, but when he's been on the podcast, like something that he said that I think applies to all of this is like, use your common sense. Like we all have common sense. Like, does this sound normal to you or not? I think that that's like a good barometer for these wellness things.
Yeah,
I think too, there's always some new crazy workout that's supposed to like shake up the game, P90X or whatever. And like, it's actually much simpler than that.
Yeah.
You know, and like you shouldn't be like breaking your body down to like make it stronger. You know, like I think I just really like his approach to like resistance training and stuff like that, where you're not like, you know, hurting yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We love you, Harley.
Yes, Harley
come on
here.
Our podcast.
Big fans. Chandler's like, yeah, we know Harley. We don't know Harley, actually.
We don't know him
of
at all.
Him because we've listened to your podcast episode.
I've listened to every single podcast he's ever been on because I'm obsessed with his mentality. So yeah, big fan.
Well, if you guys come out here, we'll have to do a workout. All right. Well, thank you guys so much. That was so fun. Tell everybody where they can find you guys, find your podcast. And they do the best deep dives and just the best pop culture episodes like of any show out there for you guys listening. So you have to go listen. It's like my favorite podcast when it comes to all of that.
Thank you so much. That really means so much to us. So Chandler and I are sisters. If just kind of to let everyone know.
Oh yeah, by the way, this is Lauren and Chandler. Pop Apologists.
Our podcast is called Pop Apologists. Pop Apologists. You can find us on Instagram. And then obviously our podcast is wherever podcasts are found. Pop Apologists, celebrity content, just chitter chatter. And yeah, thank you so much for having us, Ariel. It's so amazing. So great to be here.
Thank you. Thank you.
I hope you enjoyed that episode. If you liked it, and if you like the show in general, please take a second to rate, review, and subscribe. It goes a long way, and it's actually the best way to support the show.
Also, if you want to see more about each episode, you can head over to the Blonde Files podcast on Instagram. I'm always posting about each episode there or over on my personal page at Ariel Lori.
Note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.